Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today, coming to you from Washington, D.C., Congresswoman Susie Lee of Congressional District 3 for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions, and all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
The 7th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, Workers Comp that works for you, University Medical Center of Southern Nevada, Compassion, Accountability, Integrity, Respect, Tolls Development Company, breathing life into Northern Nevada's future, and the Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, meeting the community's present and future needs.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program, now as a Congresswoman, Susie Lee, of District 3. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks for coming to Washington.
For those that may not know it, you're an education advocate and formerly a nonprofit executive and philanthropist. Your husband is a major gaming executive, has been for many years. And so I got a couple of top-of-the-news gaming-type questions. Japan, obviously, is the big story for the major gaming companies in Las Vegas. And you were recently visited by members of the Diet, the Japanese parliament. What did they want to know?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty surprising. I wasn't expecting, but they basically asked me all about gambling addiction and what we do as a state to regulate gaming and what we do around gambling addiction. And so I was able to tell them about we have our commission on gaming addiction and the leadership role we've taken in that. And I think the other thing I made clear to them is, by regulating, you're also allowing a form of making sure you're keeping track. So right now with the pachinko parlors that they have, a lot of that's all unregulated gaming. And so trying to sell gaming as, an economy booster, but also give them some security around our ability to regulate and to take care of problem gamblers.
Did they give you any indication of who might be winning licenses?
No, not at all.
But they've spent a lot of time in Nevada. A.G. Burnett, when he was head of the Gaming Control Board, told me that they had come to see him on that topic as well.
Uh-huh.
So very interesting. A couple of other gaming-related questions. Your thoughts on MGM selling the building of Bellagio and the land to the private equity corporation Blackstone, who now owns an incredible amount of Las Vegas
at this point, by the way.
And then leasing the property back. Your thoughts on that?
Listen, that's a balance sheet situation that they're doing. And Personally, you know, my husband was involved in the purchase of the Dunes land and the building of Bellagio, so it has a dear part, piece of my heart, that piece of property. But this industry has always been incredibly innovative and has been able to overcome. I mean, we overcame the recession. And so this is the ability to just sort of meet the next demands for MGM.
And you think that the majority of this funding will end up going, if they are lucky enough to win one of the concessions, which it looks like Osaka is, I don't want to say it's theirs, but it's looking pretty close because everybody else has given up on it, that would go towards funding potentially a $10 billion property there.
Well, listen, I don't know exactly what they plan to use it for, but certainly they'll use it to get leverage to build Japan, definitely.
All right, so another question about Las Vegas gaming, which is Phil Ruffin, at an age when most people are in the rocking chair hanging out with the grandkids and great-grandkids, just bought Circus Circus and intends immediately to take a look at Slots of Fun and, you know, revolutionize that.
Good.
But he bought 102 acres, and you know, he's a land guy. When you talk to him about the New Frontier, where he made $1 billion in the sale of that, he says that was always a land deal. So what do you think about this one?
I mean, listen, you know, the great thing about Las Vegas and the Strip is the level of innovation that has happened. And I wish him the best of luck. I think Circus Circus has been an incredible property for, I don't even know how old it is now, 40 years, 50 years old.
At least, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's been and it's overseen its own transformation as well. So I think I look forward to seeing what he has to do with the land.
Well, he is certainly one of the great characters of Nevada. I've been privileged to interview him several times on Nevada Newsmakers, hoping to talk to him again in November. And it just, you know, what an encouragement to all of us that life does not end at 65 if you choose for it not to.
That's right.
So let's talk about political things. The House impeachment inquiry. Have you made your mind up? Do you have an open mind? Where are you on this?
Listen, I was one of the latecomers to call for an impeachment inquiry. And after the release of the whistleblower complaint and the transcript of the phone call and the president admitting that he was willing to ask for a favor for political purposes to actually withhold appropriated funding that Congress had appropriated for our national security. So to me, that rose to the level that I was willing to say I support opening up an impeachment inquiry. And that's what it is right now. They are gathering the facts. There are several committees that are having hearings this week alone. There's been State Department members who have been called to testify. And we'll see where we are. I'm keeping an open mind. There will be a point where we will be presented possibly with the articles of impeachment, and at that time I'll look at all the facts and I'll make a decision then. I'm on education and labor and veterans affairs, so I'm not involved in a lot of the day-to-day hearings, and so I'll wait and see what the facts say. But the bottom line is I felt like what the president had done rose to the level of us looking at it through an impeachment inquiry.
As you talk to your colleagues, and knowing that Mitch McConnell is ruling the Senate, do you feel that this is going to actually go somewhere if the House were to pass out impeachment proceedings?
You know what? I mean, listen, I think that the American public's going to see the information that these committees are seeing. They're going to make it public when they release the articles of impeachment. And I believe, you know, already 54% of Americans support it. And so I think it's just going to be a matter of where the Senate is and what's happening in those communities. And it's going to be about answering to constituents. And I can't speak for senators, but I can certainly speak to what I believe is right and wrong in upholding the Constitution of this country. And I would hope that if the facts are there, that the senators do the right thing.
All right, let's take a break. More with Congresswoman Susie Lee when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me. Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congresswoman Susie Lee of CD3. The Turkey situation, you raised it a moment ago. With the PKK Kurds, the New York Times is reporting, as we are taping this, that Turkey wants nuclear weapons. The U.S. actually has 50 nuclear weapons in Turkey at this point in time that were supposed to be faced off against the Russians back in the day. Your thoughts on Turkey and the potential for nuclear weapons?
Listen, I mean, this was a decision that I think was a disastrous decision for that region. And you've seen there's been bipartisan opposition to this move. And certainly the president has then since made some indication that he's going to keep some troops there as well. Even his own national security advisors advised against this. And this is an already incredibly unstable part of this world. And more importantly, we make promises to our allies. And I think it has major repercussions for our national security moving forward. Very concerning.
Let's move on to some of the discussions on the campaign trail and how they would actually work here in Congress. And one of the things is Medicare for All, which sounds fabulous. For those of us who are on Medicare and appreciate what it brings to the table, absolutely fantastic for people of that age. But do you see the country being able to afford this multi-trillion dollar Medicare for All?
Listen, I think that proponents of Medicare for All have a great point that all Americans should have access to affordable and quality health care. The reality is we are faced with an administration since day one that I've been in Congress. I have fought attempts to roll back the Affordable Care Act, which expanded health care to 20 million Americans. And so the political reality of where we are today is basically preserving and improving the Affordable Care Act, which is what I'm in favor of. I do believe that there is room eventually to offer a public option that will allow people to buy into Medicare. I am not right now a full Medicare for All proponent. I think we have to really shore up the Affordable Care Act.
And that makes sense because, you know, for people who are qualified for Medicare, they've been paying into that system from the time they started working. So the cost of the government would be through the roof if we were to try to implement it to everyone. Potentially, I mean, I could see dropping it maybe to 55 over time. Do you see that as a possibility? Is that a discussion point?
Yeah, I think that's certainly reducing the age, allowing people to purchase Medicare is obviously an issue, you know, or a potential. The bottom line is that there are Americans who still cannot afford health care, who are forgoing life-saving treatment, who are, you know, forgoing prescription drugs. We have, you know, it is the number one issue facing Americans is affordable health care. So the fact that we continue to talk about it, that we continue to We just released HR 3, reducing prescription drug pricing. So it is top of mind for members of Congress, and we're continuing to work on it. I think that's the most important thing.
You mentioned the prescription drug bill. What kind of pushback are you getting from pharma?
A lot. I'm not getting a lot, but there was just an ad in the newspaper today, so they're not liking it because we're going to really deliver affordable prescription drug prices for Americans and have Medicare negotiate for Part D prescription drug prices, and it's going to cut their profits. So obviously they're not happy about it.
All right, but now let's talk reality. I mean, do you think this is actually going to occur? Because they are a major influence.
Listen, I'm an optimist, and I do believe that there are areas where we can come together in a bipartisan manner. I'm a member of the Problem Solvers Caucus, which is half Democrats, half Republicans. This is such a divided time in this country, but I do think that on prescription drugs, we must come together and have a solution for American people. So I'm hopeful that we're going to continue to work on this until we get something.
It's going to be an interesting fight.
I know.
Another one of the topics on the campaign trail, and it seems like Republicans and Democrats have all forgotten about budget deficits, is erasing student debt. Does that make any sense to you that we would suddenly come up with, again, trillions of dollars when we're already trillions of dollars in debt to do something like this?
Well, first of all, I, like you, am very concerned about the deficit and the debt. And we have to remember that this administration just passed the Tax Relief Act that added $1.3 trillion to the debt and deficit. And so, we need to understand that. But the other thing also is I feel that our debt and that we continue to pass is really a result of the divisiveness, that we really have to start to work together. And it takes hard choices. You either got to cut revenue, you got to increase revenue, you got to cut costs if you want to bring down the debt.
Okay, but do you hear anybody talking about that? Because
I'm talking about it.
Right, but you're
But listen, let me get on to student debt. Let me get on to student debt, because to me that is an incredible crisis. I mean, just this weekend alone, I talked to three kids who have just graduated from college. They each had between $57,000 and $130,000 in debt. And I certainly think that there are steps that we can take. I just introduced a bill to bring down the interest rate that we charge for student loans. Right now it's at 5%, to bring it down to 3.7%. But more importantly, we need to make sure that the rules and the laws that we have in place that to allow students, I mean, the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, this was a program that was passed in 2007 to encourage young people to go into public service, to become nurses and teachers, okay? So all these students, and granted, there are some that probably didn't follow the rules, but at less than 1%, now that in 2018, we put $700 million into funding the loan forgiveness for all these students who for 10 years were paying their loans on time, they're working in public service, and less than 1% have gotten their loans forgiven, okay? And so I think there's some serious work that needs to be done, because right now, young people are graduating from school. We tell them, you got to go on and get higher ed. But now they're going on to higher ed, and guess what? They're coming out with, tens of thousands of dollars worth of debt. They can't buy houses, and so we're strangling them when we should be setting them off in the right direction. And so I've introduced several bills to deal with student debt, and it's not repaying everyone's student debt. It's basically, setting in the guardrails so that if a student's defrauded by a for-profit school or a school that closes, they have a way to get their debt repaid. It's bringing down the cost of interest rate. Even if a student defaults on a loan right now, a school has the ability to withhold their transcript. Think about that. We want the student to repay the debt, but they need a transcript to get a job, but they can't get their transcript. And so, you know, we need to think about how we're structuring this to make sure that we're setting students on the right path to be able to pay their debt.
But shouldn't we also be looking at students and saying not every student needs to go to college?
Absolutely. And you know what? We're just about to introduce the Making College Affordable Act. And one of the proposals in the act is to, right now, if you get a Pell Grant, it's only eligible if you're going towards a four-year degree. What if we gave Pell Grants that were stackable that you could use for two-year programs? And so I think that we are taking it on in education and labor and understanding that, you know, four-year universities is not the only path to getting a skill that's going to turn into a great career. Internship programs. And so there's many things that we're working on right now understanding exactly that.
More with Susie Lee when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation here in Washington, D.C. with Congresswoman Susie Lee of CD3. The lands bill that's been proposed for Clark County includes, I understand, discussions of the Ivanpah Airport, which even though it may be decades out, is a reality.
Listen, it's one of the proposed use, you know, it's a designation of land with the intent that that would be the use for the land. Yeah, years down the road, looking at where we are with McCarran Airport and air traffic, and my understanding is it would be used mostly for freight.
Correct.
And so, I mean, it's one of the issues. This is a complicated lands package. Obviously, as you know, there's many interests that are competing. We have our conservationists with our city and the city of Henderson and the county, and so there's a lot of moving parts in the lands package, and we're pulling it together, and I'm confident that we're going to get something that we can get introduced here in the near future.
Okay, so time frame, do you think potentially this year?
I'm hoping.
You have a bill, I got to ask you about this, we only got a couple of minutes left here, a bill to basically deter obnoxious phone calls, fill in the gap for yourself as what you refer to as obnoxious phone calls. Where are we with this, and why the heck has it taken this long?
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, mine is one, Catherine Cortez Masto introduced the companion in the Senate, and there's several bills that are floating around, not just to prevent these, but mine is more about penalizing the bad actors, the most egregious violators. I mean, we already have laws in place, but they're ignoring them. And so this act is really about penalizing them. And to me, it's such an important issue. Not just, I mean, how annoying is it? I probably get 4 or 5 a day. But more importantly, especially for our seniors, I mean, they're being preyed upon, people calling them, telling them they're from the Social Security Administration or Medicare. And so it's really a public safety issue as well. So something that we definitely are very concentrated on coming to a solution for, because no one likes those calls.
We've got about 30 seconds left. Are the phone companies involved in
yes,
these discussions?
They are.
And
yes.
Are they taking this seriously? Because mm-hmm. you would think that they would have had the means to solve this a long time ago.
Yeah, no. Energy and Commerce, they're involved. They're at the table and, in fact, involved in making sure they're notifying people of fraudulent calls as well.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much
All
for
right,
taking the time.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, and we'll look forward to seeing you again back in Nevada.
All right. Thanks, Sam.
And we'll be right back.
The 7th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. University Medical Center of Southern Nevada, compassion, accountability, integrity, respect. Tolls Development Company, breathing life into Northern Nevada's future. And the Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, meeting the community's present and future needs.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny! Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Thank you for watching Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Washington, D.C. We'll see you on the next broadcast.